Have you ever had the thought about what you would say to your younger self?
I have. And honestly, there are some serious things that I would sit myself down, I'll sit down with myself, and I'd say.
Come study me, come see intelligence, come see perfection, come see excellence. Only in competition with myself, others are irrelevant.
Hey, my beautiful people. So today is like a sit down little talk. You know, I like to have these discussions on my channel because it's all about building character, motivation, inspiration, positivity. And I like to have conversations like that on my channel. And I sat down and I thought, you know, this question gets asked a lot. What would you tell your younger self? I'd come over here and ask you, what would you tell your younger self? If you had the chance to talk to your younger self, what kind of things would you say? What would you say? If I had the opportunity to talk to my younger self, first of all, I wouldn't try to change anything about the future. I just would give a little more guidance. I'll tell myself to go and be easier on myself. I would motivate myself more, absolutely. I would give myself a little encouragement, you know. Things that would have made my whole journey a lot smoother. So we're going to break this up into sections. So the first one is patience and growth. First of all, I'd tell myself that life isn't a race. Everyone's journey and paths are different. And it's not how quickly you get to a destination. It is about how much work you put in, your resilience, your strength, but also being able to ease up on yourself and give yourself the time not to compare yourself to other people, and that your path, your journey is totally different to anybody else's. Success, confidence, happiness does not come overnight. And you need to also work on you, your mindset, pour into yourself more. And I think one of the things that I've done is, like, I've never really been in a race, but I look back at this age and I think, oh, wish I'd done this, I wish I'd done that, why am I thinking about doing it now, da, 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 da. I don't really look at other people and think, oh, look where they are. It's more, I want to be here, I should have been there already, why did I stop doing this, or why did I not do that, or why did I overthink something and just not get it done. So that kind of mind frame for me needs to stop. And I think anything that I'm saying here, I'm hoping that you take something from it too. This is a message for all of us. I would like you also to drop in the comments, let me know some tips, some things that you would tell your younger self, and if you agree with any of the things that I'm saying. Okay, number two is failure. I would tell myself that failure isn't the end of the world. Failure doesn't define you. And actually, failure in a way is good. I feel when we fail, we're able to see how we could do better, how we could improve. We can use it to our advantage. It also helps to build strength and resilience. I think sometimes if you always are winning something straight away, then it kind of molds you to feel that everything in life is easy. I don't know if I'm saying wording it right. I just feel like a little setback or a little resilience or a little fight in life and builds character, and it helps us to approach things differently in life, if that makes sense. Every rejection, every awkward moment is all part of what builds us, makes us resilient, you know. And that depends on if you take it a certain way and how you run with it. If you are facing any form of failure or had any failing, you're beating yourself up about it, please understand that God only gives us what we can handle, and take and use certain situations to your advantage to come back bigger, fiercer and stronger with a better plan or a better approach, you know. Those failures are not stopping you, they're teaching you. Whatever the failure is, it is teaching you, and you are able to adapt and do whatever you want in this world. Don't ever let it make you give up on something. One thing I always say is never give up. Comparison, this is a really important one, I think, because I think it goes hand in hand with what I just said there. Stop comparing yourself to people, please. Don't compare yourself to anybody. You are uniquely you. And I like to say I'm unapologetically me. Some people will love me, some people will hate me. I really don't care. I think when you get to a level where you don't care and people's opinions do not make or break you, then that is something. People might think it's not, but I personally think this has been the best part of my life, is just really not giving a damn what people think. I don't compare myself to others unless I'm trying to find a strategy for something and I'm thinking, well, okay, so how was this person successful in doing that? What may have been their approach? How can I make my approach? And that's the only time when you should be creating maybe a business model or something. But you and your appearance and you and what you do and where you are in life, don't compare yourself to anybody. You are uniquely you for a reason. What makes you different is actually your superpower. And I'm going to say self-worth, just understanding your self-worth, understanding, I always love to say the word self-love, self-worth, goes hand in hand. You need to love yourself and understand your value and your place in this world. Don't let anybody ever belittle you or make you feel that you're less than. You are enough exactly how you are. Don't waste your years trying to be someone that you're not. Use the years to focus on being the best version of yourself. So yeah, if I had the chance to sit down with my younger self, I would sit down with my younger self. I would give her a cuddle and a hug. I'd tell her, you got this. I'd tell her, never underestimate your power, girl. You are a force to be reckoned with. And I'll tell them that, you know what I mean? Don't ever give up. The journey may seem rough and long sometimes. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat the sore stuff. Anything you're worried about right now, it's going to work out. Just have faith in yourself and keep going. Keep going is my favorite word. Keep going. Never give up, darling. I'm going to leave that there. I might come back and do a part two because I quite enjoyed this, because there is actually a lot more that I'd love to tell my younger self. Definitely drop some comments below. Maybe it will help me to think of some more stuff. But I wanted to do a very quick video. I've got my four there and I'd like to hear yours. If you like these type of videos, please remember to subscribe. Like up the video for me. Okay, and have an amazing day. Take me, take me.